And the Bristol Boys are back by popular demand, holding off our soon-to-be guests, UConn coach Jim Penders of Hook C Baseball, Yale coach Brian Hamm, Yale Baseball, Willie Yan, former Housatonic Valley Regional player, UConn captain, and Baltimore Oriole organizational player, among others. Rashmal Jones, part two. Stay tuned. The Bristol Boys are back. Lottie, the studio, Angry Jay, the commish, parenting again. His son had a showcase up at Wheaton, hitting bombs. And then we got the Don Father, the traveler, the world traveler.
Another trip.
Turks and Caicos.
Hawaii, Turks and Caicos. Vegas. I mean, where doesn't he go? His hair must look great in Turks and Caicos, right?
Frosted tips.
Check us out on Twitter, Instagram. This show would not be possible without Joe Moriello and his firm, Capital Securities, where he preaches a life well planned. This show wouldn't be possible without Skygazer Brewing, whose hot shandy is taking over the summer, and it's making people forget about the most popular sour on the market, watercolors. And as they say over at Skygazer, never stop looking up.
Did you guys know that?
Skygazer? Yeah, look at it, Ken.
I'll chime in next time.
Yeah. Hot topic. Charter Oak finishes the NBA Summer League with averaging the most blocks in Summer League history. I believe he was also first in this Summer League in rebounds. And the dummies on Twitter and Instagram, they still want to focus on the fact he's not dropping 20 every night. It's not going to happen just yet, but brighter things are on the way. Those in the know can see it, getting up and down the floor. Guys, we're going to have to take it easy on him for the next couple of shows before training camp starts, but last takes on the Oak.
I thought he was great in the summer league. It's everything that we've all talked about. He changes the game defensively. He outruns the other team's centers. His passing is fantastic. His vision for a big guy. The screening action and what he does after it. He's active. I just love the way he plays defense, and he goes straight up. He doesn't foul. That's a skill.
I believe they call that walling up now?
Yeah, that's a skill. The offense, whether it comes this year or not, like you said, who cares? It's a guards game anyway, right? But he'll get some offensive rebounds. He'll block some shots. He'll influence the game, and hopefully he plays 15 to 18, 17 to 20 minutes right out of the shoot, and then maybe Portland's got to make some decisions with the other big guys.
Aiden Schmaden.
Depending on his progress.
So, Angry Jay.
I loved it.
What?
All right, everybody.
One stat.
Crocker, you know what, just came in, and guess who's back? You all know him and love him. The Tax Man. Studio engineer Kevin Ross has a few interesting takes on the Charter Oak.
Well, there was one stat that they were saying, because you get 10 fouls in Summer League, he was only averaging somewhere around 4 or less in the games. I think it was in the 3s, which they were super excited about. So, they're going to give you 10 fouls in the summer, and he's staying under 5.
I didn't realize that. Did they really?
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know that.
How awesome would it be to get 10 fouls a game, dude?
Big East tried 6 fouls 1 year. How'd that work out?
Imagine if Mahorn had 10 to give.
In all seriousness, he was terrific in the summer league. As soon as he gets stronger, he's 20 years old still. I mean, give him 6 to 8 years and he starts getting his man strength, it's going to be a problem. He'll be a, like Lottie said, he'll make a difference early, just defensively, and and in a few years, offensively.
Coach's dream too. You don't have to feed him like 20 shots a game.
He's a great teammate. He's still posting stuff about UConn all the time on his Instagram page.
And guys, regardless of how far anyone's sports journeys go, that's the most important thing. What would your guys say about you? And he's obviously a hell of a teammate. Crocker, did you catch any games?
I did. I thought he looked great, but I still want to get the nickname to stick. I mean, when are we going to hear a TV analyst call him the Charter Oak instead of Kling Kong? I mean, come on. Let's get with the times.
Lottie's got an in with Marv Albert, so if we could get Marv...
Yes.
That's interesting. do I? What just happened?
Yesterday. Was Lottie there that night?
Yesterday.
Just get Woj to say it once.
Right? Yeah, that's all we need. We need Woj to tweet it one time.
Come on, Woj.
And Harry Ross can make T-shirts for the rest of his life. He doesn't have to go to the University of Connecticut. And studio engineer and his wife could save some cash.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? All right, so the NBA, you know, what do we got? Like about a month and a half, and we'll start talking about over-unders for the NBA when they hit camp. Our NBA stars are over there in France, and Tatum didn't get in game one. I mean, I get it. He said something about the bigs and neutralizing this and that, and now he's going to play. Did they play the second game yet? Yeah.
Tomorrow.
So he's going to play in that one because it's going to be a speed game. Guys, I'm fine with the team thing and somebody sacrificing. They can't play 12 guys. Studio engineer with his phone on. He knows how to edit that out. We are good. Guys, he's got to take this call from the Charter Oak. Seriously, what is with... I mean, I just can't see not playing him.
Steve Kerr said he couldn't play more than 10 guys. Give me a break. They won by 30 points. Put the guy in the game. No?
Stretch him out.
I'll tell you what. Tatum and Halliburton handled it really well, though.
Yeah. They said all the right things.
Did he not play either?
Neither one of them played. They both were clapping.
What's his nickname?
Halliburton made it over Brunson. And I'm not being a Nick Homer. How could Brunson didn't make that team? No?
Yeah, it's good. It's a fair question. I don't know. They're all...
They're all waiting.
They're all, you know, they picked a team. So Holiday and White making the Olympic team was pretty awesome. Just because they're there for defense, you know. People are complaining about not.
That.
Yeah, people are complaining that Kyrie wasn't on it. Like, can you imagine Kyrie running around? Imagine if Kyrie went and didn't play. He would have went home.
Harden
would have went home.
How long ago was that team selected? Actually.
It's only been a few months.
It's only been a few months.
Okay. A couple guys were late, like
they
Derek White.
Kawhi packing. I mean,
he did the load management thing, and that's when they said Derek White was like in the Bahamas or something when they got the call. So wrapped it up.
How about KD's first half?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. 8 for 8.
That was insane. Now, did you guys talk about why Jaylen Brown didn't make it?
We mentioned it last time.
Would you come up with theories?
He got hosed. That's what we came up with.
Well, the best story I heard from Cedric Maxwell.
Tax man, could you go into the other room and share the story? Come on. To a mic, dude.
The best story I heard from Cedric Maxwell was because he's not a Nike guy.
Yeah.
And Nike controls who makes the Olympic team and who doesn't. And Jalen's been very outspoken against Nike.
Really?
So they said...
That's kind of believable, no, but an Under Armour guy is the best player on the team. So
they brought that up to Grant Hill, too, and I don't think Grant Hill was a Nike guy. Didn't he mention that?
What was he?
Fila, wasn't he? He was signed with Fila. Yeah. Like when I don't remember if that was his whole career, but when he first signed that.
Because I think Grant Hill is like the GM.
I think you're right.
He was Fila, yeah.
So he disputed that theory.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're right. That was out there.
Duke.
Do you guys, I mean, we're Americans here. Do you guys care if we win this thing or what? I mean, I prefer we still win it, but I wouldn't mind getting a little humble pie by learning that the teams that have skilled players that get in triple threat and pass the ball a lot maybe beat us. I don't know. I mean, of course I want to win. But
Canada's pretty good. Don't they have like Jamal Murray and Beerett and
SGA?
And Dort and SGA? I mean, that's not a bad team. Wouldn't mind seeing that game.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're how much
anybody
they're
going to
be challenged. I don't know how much they're going to be challenged.
I'd like to see us win. We got three.
Yeah, I mean,
we got three Siliks.
As long as we're over there, let's win it. I mean, I'm not rooting against them, but
they do play different though. Like he's watching them play Serbia. Serbia does have five guys like all moving at the same time. They're just not as talented.
Yeah.
You like the international rules, like
I do actually.
I do too. Why isn't the NBA so?
There is so more movement slow. And stuff.
Yeah, the paint is shaped differently.
You know what else is shaped differently is Silver's head. I don't think that guy's alive. I think they put a hologram up there at the draft, dude. Maybe they don't have a commish right now. I mean, we have a commish once in a while. Anyway.
No, I mean, I'll watch.
Yeah. All right, USA.
How about 3v3 basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Kentucky Louisville
thing? Yeah, there was
thing?
A fight after the game.
So,
and the place was sold out.
I never knew that they did something called the L Down.
L Down, yeah.
And what's his face from... It wasn't Harrell. It
was Harrison hit the three-pointer to win it.
The Louisville guy that went nuts. He was a big guy.
Yeah, he spit in the Kentucky guy's face, or the vice versa. Somebody got spit at in the handshake line.
There's some big dudes, Cauley Stein and Harrell and these guys. Jeez. Remember the Harrison brothers?
I do.
Yeah, I remember when the Huskies took care of them, the Hungry Huskies.
They did.
You know what I mean?
Those kids did nothing in the pros, right?
So was
that Shabazz?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a 3-on-3 today for women's. They have a women's 3-on-3.
Yeah, did the
you,
men's too.
Did
yeah.
you see the teams were warming up together?
Come again?
Yeah.
Same layup lines? What are you talking about?
Yes. Yes.
There's one basket, so they kind of have to share it. So.
Yes. I answered your question. Yes. Yes.
And did the women lose today?
I have no idea. I don't watch it. It's advanced cheerleading, but they were warming up together. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is sportsmanship. They're like, oh, it's sportsmanship. Great sportsmanship.
Well, aren't they going to get ready to compete? Like, pretty soon? Or?
That's my point.
Angry Jay.
Do you give them, like, 5 minutes each for the basket?
Nah, they were just warming up together. I don't know. They just showed it. They're all like, yeah.
It's pretty skilled players on the women's side. That's all I'm saying with the Caitlin Clarks.
So the guys are
going to
do the same thing. Because they only have the half.
What did you say about Caitlin Clark?
She's really good.
Yeah, Dawn Staley said if they had
a cheerleading.
Dawn Staley said if they had to do it over again, they would probably take her. They didn't know she was going to be this good.
See the passes she makes?
She came out yesterday and said that in her interview. I'm like, you didn't know she was this good?
Yeah.
It took 2 months of playing WNBA to realize she was this good?
Yeah, Germany beat the U.S. today. Women's 3-on-3.
Ah, nice.
The great Germans.
Oh, that's Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is. It's everything called, is.
There's men's 3-on-3, too.
They only call it, 3x3. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're grasping for...
Jimmer Fredette. Jimmer Fredette is like the big guy.
Get the name, yeah. Jimmer
Fredette is like the big guy in the American team.
All right. Let's go to a real sport. America's pastime. America's pastime. You know what else is pastime? The trade deadline. Freaking Cashman didn't do it. I'll take Jazz. I'm pumped up. What about the Yanks are semi-back with Jazz? I mean, we're kind of back. But Mark Leiter Jr. and some guy that's a journeyman reliever that's...
De Los Santos.
Also remember is his last name on the back of the jersey for many teams.
It wraps around
hard,
to the
right?
front.
Yeah, threw hard, but a journeyman kind of a nut job bullpen guy. Tanner Scott, why are we keeping the why is Spencer Jones still a Yankee? So we can just come up and hopefully be a Judge Light and carry the season tickets for a little while. Why do we have him? We have him to get rid of him to win a championship.
They're not an unserious organization. What about Everson Pereira or Oswaldo Pereira, all those guys. You know, what happened to them?
Is this the back part of the show?
The same thing that happened to Frazier and Duhar and all these other guys. No, they prospect hug.
Jazz just didn't let a dinger, though.
Of course he did. We're back.
With his purple shooting sleeve.
How could you have an orange belt and a purple sleeve and not have facial hair?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Yanks.
Hey, the whole trade deadline thing is so underwhelming now. Because every freaking team makes the playoffs, or every team is basically still in it. And Angry Jay said it last show. The All-Star break, most of these teams had 95 games under their belt already. Yanks only got 50-something games left. So a lot of these teams aren't going to trade because if you're playing 500 with the amount of wild cards now, you're not getting rid of your players.
Lottie, okay, good point. But then how did the Mariners add this many pieces? The lowly Mets added a bunch. And how did the Padres end up getting Tanner Scott? And how does Flaherty go to the Dodgers? Why do the Padres and Dodgers always at buying time buy the guys?
Because they want to win.
Yeah, they want to win and they can care less about
it. Is it that simple? We just don't want to win at the...
You mentioned Flaherty, who's one of the better starting pitchers that came up.
Your guy didn't learn 5 minutes ago? You didn't learn?
Yes.
So, do you know that we traded Trey Sweeney, our number one pick a couple years ago, for
Gonzalez.
Victor Gonzalez, who lasted 2 months with the Yankees before we designated him for assignment. The Dodgers today traded him for Flaherty. Good work, Cash. Stay hot, buddy.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious.
He was one of the two guys that went in the trades.
They got Jack Flaherty. We got a guy that we had for two months. Cashman, couldn't get anybody out.
He's so worried about one of these prospects coming back to bite him for a 10 or 12 year span where they, you know, are these great all-star players. They hang on to these guys. They lose their value over the years because they either get hurt or they stink.
Oh, we make up injuries. Yep.
The one thing where they swung and missed, I think the offense, honestly, and you guys will laugh, with Chisholm and Martian eventually will be there, and Grisham will be gone, I would assume. I think they're going to be okay. Verdugo's has started to hit a little bit. The Yankees don't have a closer to not go out and get a closer after watching this guy Holmes since May blow every game imaginable in every different way. They're not going anywhere.
And the guy Scott, he was out there. Yeah. He was going to go to the highest bidder, and we weren't them.
You only need three, four starters in the playoffs, which they're going to make. So, how many starters? You don't need another starter. We needed a closer. And they, I don't even know if they were in on the Tanner Scott guy.
How about
what happened to that guy Fairbanks or whatever? Weren't we
on Fairbanks?
No, he's not.
He's still in Tampa. How about we just get another reliever that is good?
Yeah.
I think Leiter, if you looked at what Leiter's done in the last like seven appearances, it's like crazy.
Yeah, seven appearances. So he's thrown eight innings. So my point is Luke Weaver's who nobody wanted as our best reliever next to Holmes.
Yep. Cousins, all these journeymen.
Well, that's Kirk Cousins' nephew, by the way, or something, right?
Well, Cashman will say Trevino's going to come back. Efrost is going to come back. Hamilton's going to come back. Birdie's going to come back. This guy's going to come back. Yeah, whatever.
And Michael Kay will be showing.
Same thing.
Angry.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
You're going to tell me you don't want the guy Mark Leiter Jr.?
A bit of a
bulldog.
I'll take him. But he's not a closer, though. We need a Holmes is a seventh, eighth inning guy.
We did get Stanton back for a day.
He needed a day off. He needed a day off today after DHing last night.
After his over. He needed a day off.
But this Steinbrenner is not the Steinbrenner of old.
No, this is.
He doesn't want to.
This is his son.
I know.
Get another cell phone call over there.
Does he want to spend money? I mean, that's what.
No, they're spending.
They're spending.
Their payroll's $300 million.
We're not spending it wisely.
It's just not smart. Yeah. It's not smart. Yeah.
No, but like, say what you want about Stanton. We need him now, and him and the Martian behind Judgy. Jay, laugh all you want. Him and the Martian behind Judgy with Jazz, we're kind of back.
The Martian's going to be your leadoff guy in another few weeks.
I think it's going to be Jazz.
I like him where he is. Ben fifth.
How about Volpe? He led off for 70, 80 games. Now he's hitting ninth, which, by the way, I like him.
Listen,
there.
He was in the bottom of the order when he was lighting it up the first month. They couldn't wait to get him in the leadoff spot. And then he failed miserably, and it took him forever to go back down where he should be. He's more comfortable there.
Who led off beginning of the year? Thought it was him.
No. He was like seventh, sixth or seventh.
Doogie's back.
Who led off?
Doogie's back.
He's played better.
He's back.
Who led off for the Yanks, Jay, opening day?
I think
it was Volpe.
I don't know. It wasn't Volpe. He didn't. It took a full month before they put him there. They were bouncing all around. Glaber led off
a
bunch.
Torres.
Yeah.
It was Torres.
Then he batted fourth, and then eighth, and then
that's the one guy I wanted not to see again. I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry.
I hate him. He's such a
non-win. It's not even about the defense.
Bad
which is
body.
Horrendous. Yeah, it's just he can't hit good pitching.
We might want to get on a treadmill, too. How about they trade for Jazz here, and they have no plan, typical Yankees. They said...
Where to play him?
Yeah, they're like, well, you're going to play him at center. They're going to play him in center, second, and we're going to try him at third. And then they announced...
Poor Jazz.
Yeah. Well, he said, whatever, I'll play it. But then they said they asked Glaber. They're going to have Glaber take
I'm
some
I'm a
rumbles.
Second baseman.
And he's like, I'm a second baseman. They didn't tell
Glaber. How come he didn't say that when they told him he was playing short? The guy freaking was terrible.
They didn't. Well, Glaber, like, they didn't run it by Glaber that he might be playing third before they actually picked the guy up.
Hey, LeMahieu, another guy. I love him, but he's so, like, not LeMahieu. His body is different looking. Yeah. I mean, him and Torres, I was thinking maybe
Boone's
this was
going to
be the time.
He feels so bad for LeMahieu, who puts him in for defensive purposes late in the game at first base. How about put him at second base late in the game? Why do we got to take Rice off? Why you got to take Rice off? What the hell has he done wrong at first base? Put him in at second base in the eighth inning.
That's a big athlete playing second who will try instead of...
Yeah.
Dude, the guy doesn't hustle. I mean, I can't... I honestly was so psyched to do the non-judge or non-guest show right past the deadline. We didn't do anything.
Nobody really did, though. Nobody really did.
The Padres got the closer that was hot.
Yeah,
and the Mariners are going for it, dude. I'm telling you,
so are the Orioles. The Orioles made.
They got Jimenez, right?
Watch. They got a bunch of pitchers, too.
Watch out for the Mariners. Remember where you heard that?
We don't have to worry about them right now.
Watch out for them. Rosarena. I did think they'd get the what's his face, Vladdy.
Speaking of Rosarena, did you see that he was traded on Thursday? And on Friday, we were actually in Tampa. He was in the stands. I had better seats than him.
I did hear about that game.
Apparently, he wasn't in a hurry to go play for Seattle, but he was sitting a couple of rows behind us.
Angry Jay, the listeners want to know about your baseball trip. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, the city's awesome. Tampa, the stadium's horrendous. Said to Lottie, it's terrible to watch on TV. It's even worse in person. But, however, the Yankee spring training complex is 10 minutes down the road. It's awesome. The football stadium where the Buccaneers play, awesome.
All right, good trip.
Great city. But hey,
great city.
In fairness.
Hotter
in
hell, too.
Tax man, tell us about the Sox. What'd they do at the deadline? Just to be fair to the audience. You too, Crocker. What'd you guys do?
They quit.
Picked up a nice reliever, Luis Garcia
from
the Angels.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah,
he's great. Oh, Louis G, yeah.
You know, James Paxton throwing a gem tonight. The Sox did what they had to do. I mean,
which was what?
Just add a little bit to the bullpen. You guys are laughing, but they're in a great spot. I mean, they are what they are. They weren't going to be anything special this year.
They got a hell of a scrappy lineup, I'll tell you that.
They got out of the Toronto catcher, too. Jansen, right?
Yeah, that one I didn't completely understand.
Why?
Well, they wanted a right-handed hitter. Jansen's hitting like 209. You know, you could have traded.
It's major league average now.
Probably could have traded for Justin Turner, who'd be batting fourth
for the Yanks.
Who had an RBI against the Sox tonight. But the Sox are in good shape. I mean, you know, they're a wild card team. They're not better than the Yankees. They're not better than the Orioles. But can they make the playoffs? Absolutely. And then, you know,
intentionally walk Devers three times.
You go from there.
Hey, Turner went to the Mariners, too?
Yeah. He's washed.
What do you mean he's washed?
He stinks. He's done.
He's not going to be done on that team, man.
He's terrible. It's all over.
What is the Mariners' record? And then the next show, I want to know how they've done. You're high on the Mariners. I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, count me in. You're going to see. You're going to see them in.
I'm being honest. I don't. What is their record? They're 4 or 5 over 500, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Mariners are 56-52.
All right, so they're 4 over.
They're back.
And they're tied with the Sox tonight, 3-3. So we're in a dogfight.
Yeah, they're going to be the last team in
right now against the Sox.
They'll be the last team in. Are they winning their division or no?
No,
second.
Houston
first. Astros.
Houston, of course. Not by a lot, though.
All right, I didn't want to jump the gun. Guys,
that's actually
just give me a quick grade on Cashman's trade deadline performance.
D.
A plus.
I'm going to go C because I really like Jazz. I think that's what they needed. They needed a closer. I'm just going to go back to that. So I'm going to give him a C.
Right. I'll split the difference, D plus. You have to do more than this. You have to do more. Like the kid the kid for the White Sox stayed put, right? The pitcher.
Yeah.
So
team player there, huh?
The kid that said, "I'm not pitching in the playoffs unless I get a contract extension." That guy.
Yeah.
Teams would want him. However,
the Yankees did say in spring training that they were in win now mode. They went all in on the trade deadline. That's for sure.
Well, it's right in front of us.
Cashman's coming out tomorrow with a statement. He's being interviewed tomorrow. It'll be the same stuff.
Yep.
All these guys
where
coming
and what
back.
Time?
All these guys coming back from injuries is like making seven trades.
Where's he doing it?
Probably on a Yes Network in the middle of the afternoon.
What are you guys doing? Whose car are we taking?
Not listening. Not listening to that.
You want to go to the stadium?
Whose car are we taking
for a press conference?
Whose car are we taking? All right. I know I asked this before, but real quick segue, just because you brought up the Strohs. Their life ends today, hypothetically, not their life. They'll never play again today. Hall of Famer, yes or no? They never play another game, another inning. Altuve, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Croc?
No.
You guys?
I said yes.
I'll say no. He's pretty clutch.
I think he's in, no doubt.
I think he'll be in a couple
Kershaw.
Of years. But yes.
Kershaw.
Oh, automatic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yep.
Judgy, today. Today, never plays another game.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Me too. He's got 300 home runs.
I don't think he's has 300 yet.
But he's got too short of it?
You're saying if he never plays another game, is he going to be in the Hall of Fame? No.
I'd say no.
All right. Scherzer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Mm-hmm. Verlander.
Yeah. Automatic. Yep.
Trout.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Judgy's not the
No.
Judgy?
You might want to take a closer look at some of the things.
I think he's been at 270 and doesn't have 300 home runs and has never won a title.
I'm not with you guys, but real quick, NFL, Rodgers in or out today? Never plays again for the Jets.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Devontae.
Devontae Smith?
Adams. Get out of here.
No.
Wide receivers. Position.
No. Yeah, the numbers are so inflated now with these guys. So I'm going to say no.
No.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Already?
He's got three titles.
And three MVPs. Yeah, I'd say yes.
Donald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Yeah. No way.
Both
absolutely.
Of them.
Hell out of here. This next segment, Who'd You Rather, sponsored by Capital Securities. If you're not comfortable or you don't know what to do with yourself, and you need some help planning, and their motto is a life.
Well planned.
Who'd you rather, Jay?
You want me to go?
Yeah. No.
Are you going? Are you doing yours too? Are you doing?
I thought we were all doing a few.
That's why I said Jay.
All right. So I'll stick.
No. He was asking.
Sticking football, all right, and we'll do it almost the same way as Mac had mentioned for this season only. This is what we're going for, all right? We'll just go around the table. You want Andy Reid coaching your team or Mike Tomlin
for this season? Andy Reid.
Any season.
Crocker.
Gotta go with my boy Tomlin.
Why?
You know, I like Andy Reid. I don't know why. It's a homer.
All right, gotcha. At least he's honest.
It's a homer pick.
I like both of them. I think Andy Reid, though, is more successful postseason, and Tomlin has been just consistently okay, especially the last.
You're saying just for this year?
Just
he's
this
got
year.
The better
One
team.
Year.
He's got
One
the
year.
Better team. KC.
Oh, the team comes with him?
No. I mean, if he was coaching your team.
Oh, no. I still
think the Cowboys, it wouldn't matter. But, I mean, you set me up with that because Tomlin's a punk.
You set me up. You love
him. I think he's a tough guy, but he don't win. You know, Reed's got all these fancy plays now.
You got to pick all over the place.
I'll take Reed, I guess, but that's a freaking setup.
Right, let's go. We're going to go.
That's a stinking setup.
John Harbaugh, Sean Payton.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's fantastic. I don't think that one's even close for me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I go with Harbaugh, too. The whole family's weird, but he's good.
Tax man, angry, studio engineer.
Harbaugh's done it on every level.
Harbaugh, was he?
John Harbaugh. We're not talking.
Race car driver? Cale Yarbrough?
All right. We're going to go.
Who'd you say?
I would go Harbaugh, too.
Can I tell you something about a Harbaugh story I love? Is that... one of his players said this on a podcast that he made T-shirts 5 years ago for training camp that said on the front, "You made a mistake, good," and on the back, "That means you won't repeat it." Yeah. So how many ego?
So are you guys thinking
coaches?
Jim Harbaugh or are we talking John Harbaugh? I'm talking the Ravens guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. What I'm talking. NFL, okay. NFL training camp. How many of these egotistical coach types, won't have the understanding that the mistakes are going to happen, especially on the football side, which I imagine is pretty brutal, but which I've never been a part of, but I think that the successful coaches are pretty brutal, right? But he encourages mistakes so that you don't repeat them. And I love that. You know what I mean? It's like all these coaches, you know, we were doing this to him. Oh, no, I was doing this to him. I was doing that to him. Then we did this and we lost. But when we're winning, it's high. When we're losing, it was.
Well, you know coaches that say we.
I know.
Do you really?
They're my favorite.
I'll buy learn from your mistakes. I'm not going to buy encourage mistakes.
In a preseason?
In any season.
You won't encourage the mistake to be made?
No.
You won't encourage a false start in a preseason?
I'm not a high school kid. To be aggressive and stuff, it's okay to make mistakes if you're aggressive.
It's okay if you learn from them, but I'm not. You're saying encourage mistakes.
You take chances. You
well, maybe
find out
put them in positions
yourself.
Where they're very vulnerable to making them so that if they make them, they won't repeat them.
So you put them in uncomfortable positions.
False start, Chip Kelly, noise, big monsters coming at you.
Tolerance based on the level. You're going to have more tolerance for it at a youth level, than a high school level, than a college level, and then a pro level. You're going to have different levels of tolerance.
Right. Good point, Crocker.
That's an excellent point on John Harbaugh. So we're going to go Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. This year, he's coaching your team.
Coaching?
He's coaching? Wow. I'd rather have him quarterback.
Yeah.
Can we have him QB?
He made a t-shirt that said if you throw a 20, he's quarterbacking your team.
Don't slip up.
Can we have him play QB instead?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Lamar.
Yeah.
I agree.
Reluctantly, I'm going to say Jackson as
for
well.
A season or the game?
Season.
One game.
For this upcoming season.
I'm taking Burrow. He's better.
I'm going with Burrow, too.
Mix in a weapon. He's got a million weapons, dude. This guy's
Jackson
running
doesn't.
Around.
Can he stay on the field?
Who are his receivers?
He doesn't
well, now he got some good ones. But
he runs around in circles forever.
Is Burrow 100% fast. Healthy now?
Who knows?
I would maybe consider Burrow for the get the gat. You know what that is?
Here we go. Breece Hall, Bijan Robinson.
I'm going Breece. I like him.
See, Robinson,
Atlanta running back, Texas guy.
Oh, I was thinking the fast guy that got hurt for the Ravens, Breece, beast.
Yeah, Hall.
Yeah, I'm going Robinson. You guys got to start watching more football. Here we go, C.J. Stroud or Jordan Love, quarterback for your team, or they can coach if they want.
After what he did to my Browns, I got to go C.J. I put on a clinic.
Did you see C.J. Stroud throw a baseball? By the way,
no.
Oof. These brutal guys, or throws
oh,
hard?
Brutal. It's disgusting.
Well,
that a guy can throw a football
day.
Like that and throws
him
a baseball.
50 cent.
It's a toss-up, but I probably lean towards Stroud.
I like your play on words with toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Kind of, it's a sky gazer.
Can you make a pick here?
I said Stroud.
Did you? Did anybody else catch that? Here we go.
I didn't catch it, but I'm going Stroud, too.
I said Stroud. What, do you want him to coach now?
Yes, I do. I want him to throw out the first pitch, too. Kyler Murray or Tua?
Hawk.
I think Murray's going to have a bounce back here. I'm taking him.
Hawk.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Get on Twitter, buddy.
He's Tua. You know, he's above that. I'm going to go with Tua.
I'll go Kyler too.
Tua without a doubt.
We're gonna go Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott.
Oh, give me a break. Stafford.
Yeah, not Prescott.
Stafford.
Whoever's really? Against Prescott.
I'll take Dak. He gets it done in a postseason. Max Crosby, Joey Bosa.
Give me Crosby. That guy's a warrior. He's got the paint and everything.
I'm going there, too.
Crosby.
Bosa.
Crosby.
All right. Last football one, and I got one more. Again, for this year, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson.
I'm going Lamb.
Who's the Vikings quarterback?
Because they're going to sling it. I don't know who the quarterback is.
The McCarthy guy from Michigan.
And he hasn't had a good preseason, they're saying already.
That's tough though, because Jefferson's a bigger version of him, right? I gotta go CD, I think, and that's not a homer pick.
No Jefferson.
I'd probably go CeeDee Lamb.
For this year.
Quarterback.
That's right. Tough, though. That's
last
tough.
Last one. Breakfast thing. Waffles or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Eggos.
Pancakes.
I go to my mother's whenever I get the chance.
Pancakes at Rod's?
Pancakes at Grandma Pat's. Let's go.
Pancakes.
I gotta go pancakes. I thought it'd be different.
It's a tough call.
When you go to Rod's on Friday, ask them if they want to help us out here.
They wouldn't get it.
You just gave them a plug already.
We don't know.
They already owe us a hunch.
I said, mom's for pancakes, not Rod's. Come on.
We got a tough trivia question for later, too.
Lottie, who would you rather?
All right, I did baseball. 21st century guys only. The bulk of their career took place in the last 20 to 25 years. We'll just go better player. We'll keep it simple. Pujols or Miguel Cabrera?
Pujols.
I tried to match up like guys.
Pujols.
I'll go Pujols too, but like I don't want to discredit Miguel Cabrera for some of the shit he's done, but wow.
Underrated.
Albert Pujols is looking
Yeah, Pujols' numbers are incredible. Yeah. I'm going to go Pujols too. How about
Cabrera
you?
Win two?
Yes. MVPs, yeah.
Won no. World Crown. Series?
He won with the Marlins.
No, I think
he's... No.
He didn't win with the Marlins?
No, he did.
He did.
Yeah. I was just thinking
he never. He came close with Detroit. I think they ran into St. Louis one year.
How did they not win with that pitching staff?
I know.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Who you got, Jeff? Pujols or Cabrera? Pujols.
Is Jeff the tax man?
The tax man. How about you, Kev? Studio engineer.
What was the question?
Pujols or Cabrera?
Hey, thanks for coming.
The phone.
You got another phone call?
We were watching the Red Sox.
Don't worry about the Red Sox. We know how that's going to end. Kershaw, Verlander. Kershaw, Verlander.
I'm going Verlander.
Who's had a better career? This is the...
Who's had the better career? Yeah.
Kershaw.
I thought it was who'd you rather. So now who had the better career?
Who'd you think had the better career?
Oh, who'd you think had the better career?
What did I just say?
I thought it was who'd you rather for like whatever you wanted him for. So if I was going to start a team, I'd rather pencil in Verlander than Kershaw. Because I want to play in the playoffs.
Okay.
And he sucks in the playoffs.
He gets you into the playoffs.
Just because I want to disagree with Bobby Kershaw.
It's easy.
I mean, the bottom line is Kate Upton. So why would you even bring Kershaw into the fold?
Yeah, she doesn't get the pitch for you, though.
She gets on TV, though.
Kershaw's a better
pitcher. All right, so we're split there. How about A-Rod or Ortiz?
A-Rod.
Is it better career.
One of the best players ever.
Ortiz.
There's a lot of variables there.
Ortiz.
Some similarities to
not close. One guy was a DH.
What about you, Lottie?
Terrible.
He's good. Tax man's
got Ortiz.
I'll say A-Rod.
What a tax man.
I'm going A-Rod as much as I didn't care for him, but if he stayed at shortstop, he would have been the best shortstop of all time. Those numbers.
Yeah.
Why didn't he stay there?
Why didn't he stay there?
Because there was a better player there.
El Capitan was over there. Bryce Harper, Mookie Betts.
I'll take Mookie Betts.
All day, Mookie.
Betts.
All day.
I love them both, actually.
I don't think it's that easy. You guys,
I would take Harper.
I would take Harper, too.
I just like the power, but Mookie Betts is awesome. I
think Betts' ability to play anywhere.
Man, he doesn't play.
That is impressive.
He's not playing at all right now. But
he doesn't. He's not good at any of them. Oh, he's actually a really good outfielder, but he's not a good infielder.
All right, last one for me. Somebody that's kind of forgotten as a big-time pitcher. Roy Halladay or Scherzer?
That's a good one. I'll go Halladay. In his prime was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. But Scherzer, I guess Scherzer was too. But Halladay was a little more dominant.
Nobody talks about him that much.
Hall of Famer. Yeah. He died.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's in the Hall of Fame, yeah.
I mean,
he was bad too in his first few years.
Yeah, he was. Did he play somewhere besides Toronto and Philly or just those two?
That's it.
I think that's it.
I got to go Doc too, but only because Scherzer, he's doing a lot of these load management idiots are doing. Well, not load management, but he just hasn't been that bulldog since about the year before he got to the Mets, was it?
Yeah, he's dropped off physically. He just, you can't take the mound.
Yeah. I got to go Doc, but Scherzer's, I mean, obviously a nut job, and we need more of them.
I think Halladay's one of the most underrated pitchers for the last 25 years. People don't even talk about them.
Yeah.
Here. You guys want to do, well, I got some stats for you.
Going Halliday too before the stats come out.
So if you guys care about WAR, do we care about that or no?
No.
Because Scherzer's is a little bit better. Games, yeah, they're fairly comparable. So Scherzer has pitched 50 more games, started about 50 more games. Innings are, he's got about 100 more as of right now. So Scherzer, 216 wins, Halliday 203. Scherzer, 111 losses, Halliday 105. ERA. Scherzer 3.15, Halliday 3.38. I don't know what ERA plus is. You know what that crap is. Scherzer's a lot higher in strikeouts, 3,400 to 21. Wow, didn't realize that. Walks, Halliday's is lower, what, 5.92 to 7.53. Scherzer's won two titles. They both have 8 All Star appearances. Scherzer 3 Cy Youngs to Halliday's 2. Actually, Scherzer's probably a little bit better if you look at it stat-wise.
Who faced more steroid guys?
Honestly, I don't know.
Probably Halliday.
Probably Halliday. What was Halliday's rookie year? Do you still have it there?
Let me look that up.
I don't think Halliday, too, was in a division with the Red Sox and Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, he was going up against big boys every night.
Halliday's rookie year was 98. Actually, well, he came up in 98, but I guess his rookie year, because he only pitched 2 games. 99 would have been his rookie year.
He didn't win one with the Phillies?
He was terrible in the first couple of years.
He won one with the Phillies, I'm pretty sure.
Did he? That was a hell of a team, man.
Underrated team. Did they win the World Series a year before the Yankees beat him?
No, he was gone. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there?
They won it in 2008.
Cliff Lee?
The Yankees won in 2009. He went to the Phillies in 2010.
Oh, he missed it by 2. Okay.
He was pretty good with the Phillies for 3 years, but... Yeah, actually, Scherzer's numbers are better.
Studio engineer Kevin Ross, his son Harry Ross, who made his comeback and retired from baseball this past weekend at the War at the Shore in Connecticut tournament, recording a save and 5 quality pinch running appearances. He said something that I can't believe in it. He's so right, but it sucks. Like, we just compared 2 great pitchers, and the first thing we said was wins, and he said that's the most meaningless stat at this point in baseball. And I wanted to argue, and I was thinking, well, the starters are out by the 5th, and then it's the revolving door. It's going to become a meaningless stat. The Bulldogs are gone. Is that sad?
It shouldn't be.
No, he's right. It's just the game has changed. There aren't Bulldogs anymore.
So wins won't matter.
They won't let you pitch past 100, 105, 110 pitches. How many, in 1978, how many complete games did Ron Guidry have? Basically every game he started, right? Pedro Martinez never came out of a game.
Is that amazing?
Although Grady Little probably should have took him out of that game a little sooner, but he didn't want to come out of the game.
Nah, Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge didn't exactly rope a double to right center on that either. So.
Halliday used to throw complete games.
Matsui, too. Down the line? Is that the one he should have come out on after Matsui?
Yeah.
We did it.
It didn't matter. They didn't win.
Doesn't matter.
Yanks didn't win anyway.
Doesn't matter.
And they had never been
Ron
the same
Guidry
since.
Had 16
We're back,
complete games.
16 complete games out of 25 wins, right?
Yeah, and 83 had 21 complete games.
That's what I'm saying.
And 31 starts.
4-man rotations back then.
And he wasn't even a big guy. No. I mean, he wasn't built like
160 pounds.
He wasn't built like a Nolan Ryan or a Roger Clemens. Yep. And he didn't have arm trouble.
How about that?
Lightning?
Louisiana Lightning.
He was no Don Gullett, that's for sure.
But Al, what number was Lightning? What number was Lightning?
I'll throw out 41.
Close.
Yeah,
not bad.
Close. 49. Speaking of numbers, guys, Crocker, wake up.
Crocker had a tough night last night.
We started this a few months back, and then when we got into guest shows, we got away from it. But I was going to go with, like, the best numbers of all time, any sport. And I've been seeing these things on Twitter. Like, who do you think of when you see this number besides this guy? So I'm going to give you the guy that you can't say, and okay, you tell me another
player of that number. If you don't know, then you don't know. I guess you don't watch a lot of sports. But we're going to go to the 20s because I think we did the zeros.
This guy's shopping for Miami Dolphin fleece hoodies over here.
You like that one?
Go ahead, Bobby. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Jesus, just try to stay with us.
We did single digits. We did the teens.
It's a nice one.
We're going to go to the 20s. And when I see the number 20, I think Barry Sanders. Do you guys have anybody else? Name five if you can.
I think of Posada.
Bucky Dent? Okay.
I think right. Posada right away and Billy Sims. It just pops in my head.
Was that his NFL number two?
Yep.
And was he a Lion?
Yep.
Oh, Barry. Barry
and
Barry.
You'll laugh at mine. Mike Stanley and Allen Houston.
Nice. That's a good one.
Which one will I laugh at?
Mike Stanley. I loved Mike Stanley.
I saw him at three homers.
I was at that game, and they lost both games at a doubleheader.
Jay was there.
Yeah, you were there too? Ruben Sear was sticking his head into the right field wall.
I was in the bleachers. I had a pretty good view. Ball. Yeah.
A loser.
Ruben Sear also in the 20s.
I had no idea.
You got a number 20?
20s for me. Tiki Barber.
Nice. I think Brian Shaw wore number 20 for the season.
Brian Shaw, yes, sir. T.E. Barber's 21, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
You're thinking Rondé. I was thinking Rondé, maybe. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Number 21. Oh, you got another one?
Rondé was 20.
Ed Reed, 20.
Miami and in the big leagues or no?
He went to the U.S.
He
went to
the U.S. 20 in Baltimore.
I thought it might have been a single digit at Miami. I don't know.
Might have been two or something.
Jacobs. Oh, I got another few that I can just throw here.
Go ahead. Frank Robinson.
Nice.
And Mike Schmidt.
Oh, Herbie.
Schmitty.
He's playing out Herbie. Look at this guy.
Michael Jack.
Are you looking it up? Why?
You can't be looking it up.
Come on. I didn't have any time.
He's not auditing. Giving too much credit.
He's auditing us over here. The tax.
Dolphins hoodie, looking up Schmidt.
All right. Number 21. The big fundamental. Tim Duncan. Timmy Duncan.
Gotta go Rogers. Roger Clemens.
The Warrior.
Which one? Yeah, what a Warrior.
I was going to say O'Neal, too. Fenton Bradley used to play basketball for me.
How about Dominique?
It's not a bad one.
I'll say the one I thought Lottie would have said right off the bat. Mr. Steve Peichel.
Great job. You're right.
Hey, slide that thing on the wood to me. Tiki Barber. Any other 21s? Is Sean Taylor? Oh, Dion.
Clemente.
Sean Taylor was 21.
How about Roberto Clemente?
Yep. Jeez. Probably the
Sammy.
You know what? Maybe he should have taken over for the big fundamental.
Clemens comes to mind, too.
Sammy Sosa. I said Roger.
Not for the Yank. He's 22.
Yeah,
he's 22 for the Yank.
What are you, Alfonso Soriano?
I couldn't stand him.
All right, truth be told, you guys all know. Don't give me any stuff about this, but number 22, you all are thinking about Emmitt Smith here. You all are. Florida and the boys.
No, I wasn't.
Who else we got?
I'm thinking Tony Nathan.
Oh. The fish. You got any?
For number 22?
He's got to stop doing that.
For number 22.
Are we on 22?
Yeah.
Soto.
All right. About Cano?
He was 24.
He was one of it. No, he was both numbers.
Yeah, you're right.
And Clemens. And how about my man Andrew Tony?
How about Clyde Drexler?
Oh, the Glide. What kind of shoes did he wear?
Kangaroos when he was younger.
I think they changed it to Ruse by that time.
Mercury Morris.
Wow. He's back. How old are you? And he lightly places it down. Good job.
How old are you? Mercury Morris.
I know. Do you have any players from this century or no?
How about Clayton Kershaw? That guy who should be in Hall of Fame.
Garbage.
Yeah, he's terrible. Three Cy Youngs is horrific.
Garbage. All right. 23. The GOAT.
Jordan all day.
All day. Who are the other ones? Donnie
Eye Black. No?
Who's that?
There's a few people.
I was going to just do all Yanks here, and Donnie would have been that guy, obviously. What other 23s? Because I think Donnie first, then Jordan. I thought every kid wanted to be 23 after that.
Brian Dahlbeck.
Does he count?
Every kid definitely wanted to be 23 because of Jordan. Loser. No doubt.
Marcus Camby. LeBron.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
ridiculous.
How about no NFL running? Oh, how about 21? I missed Tomlinson, too.
Jazz, three-run homer, Yanks up 5-4. Off a lefty.
Who?
Jazz.
He's got two dingers today.
Just Jazz. He's got four in the last two nights.
Who?
That pickup sucked.
He's got a white belt on today.
We're back.
What's the Sox score, Cracker?
7-3.
Oh,
you guys
sorry.
Are like a roller coaster.
You know, hey, we're on the air. We got to listen.
Any other players that have worn 23 come to mind? I want to move on.
No.
Eric Karros? No.
LeBron James.
Attaboy, Tax Man.
I said LeBron like 5 minutes ago.
Crocker, you're sleeping over there.
A little slow.
Crocker doesn't know he wants to be his quarterback.
Ryan
two
Sandberg.
Or number three.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, my
Sandberg's
God.
Sandberg's a good one. I liked him.
Crocker, before I move on to the next number, Steeler faithful, who do you want, Fields or Wilson?
I think I got to go with the veteran. I got to go with Wilson to start.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Ooh. I don't hesitate in saying Fields.
No, you like Fields? No,
I don't hesitate because Russell's antics last year.
You know
and
what it is?
Play.
It's the new offensive coordinator for me. Let's see what he
did. They bring? They got rid of that other guy, right?
Man, he did.
He was bad.
Hey, how stupid is the ESPN app with the news now? Like, one of the lead stories was that Elway's biggest regret as a GM was not taking Josh Allen. How is that a story? That's one of the
top.
It
was everybody else's, too.
On trade deadline day, that's a story? Come on, dude. Come on. All right, moving on to number 24. This was tough because I got a few baseball guys in mind, but I'm going to go with the kid, Griffey. But, I mean, obviously there's a better baseball player than him, believe it or not, as 24.
Well,
Bonds, Ricky right? Henderson.
Just say hey.
No.
Just say hey.
Say hey, kid.
But Henderson was the first one I thought of.
Hello,
yeah, Ricky.
Bonds.
Well, Bonds.
25.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant. No, he was 25.
Mm-hmm.
With the Pirates and
sure?
Giants.
Ricky?
Yeah. Positive. Give me Kevin Moss all day. how about Everson Walls? You guys must have been thinking him.
Yeah.
How about
28.
Richard Sherman.
Was he 28? Who was 24 then? He was 28.
Was Bonds 24 in Pittsburgh?
Well, no.
Everson Walls was 28 for Dallas. For Dallas, he was 28.
He was 25 with the Giants. I'm positive of that.
I'm seeing a 24 running back, though.
Barber?
Well, there's a few.
Ronde, or Marion Barber. Marion a Barbarian?
Oh, there you go. All right, you were pretty adamant, but to honor his father, Bonds switches jersey number to 25.
He was 24.
Had been Bobby's number in San Francisco.
So he was 24?
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
The whole time in Pittsburgh? Oh, that's cool.
So we're kind of both right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Good job.
Charles Woodson.
Any other 20? Oh. Look at that. It's a pretty good one. Anybody else?
Before Manny had 24 with the Sox, there was everyone's favorite, Dewey Evans.
Well, that was the Don Father's favorite.
You know
the
what?
Red Sox
you got
he
two
knows.
Good ones right there.
He's listening in church.
How about don't you know Robbie Cano also? No, come on. He'd be a Hall of Famer, man.
He would, but he left the Yank. What are you going to do?
Rick Barry.
25, I got Barry Bonds. What do we got? Oh, Rick Barry and Pistol Pete.
25. Let's see if we can come up with an obscure one for
Isaiah,
25.
Iceman too. Give him the ball and you could chalk up too. Dantley and Wiggins were on the scene. Ralph Sampson was really mean.
Curtis Blow.
25. Come on, man. You got no other 25s? I mean,
Gian
Bino. Oh, we missed Tino.
Shady.
We missed Tino.
LeSean McCoy. Number, you said 25?
No, we missed Tino in 24, but Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Giambi. We can't
Mark
say
Price?
The share.
That, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That was a good one, Mark Price, 25.
Cheating on this old
time. Man, you got to come up with them. And the other 25s.
Not off the top of my head. I can't think of them.
Tome. Yep.
25 is the shortest. I was going to say, you know who 25 was? Greg Catterae.
27.
Look it up.
Oh, Tommy John?
Carter Ward.
Tommy John. Why am I think Catterae was 25, though, too.
I thought he was.
Tommy John was 25.
We got to look up Greg Catterae.
Hey, Tommy John.
I was kind of hoping I'd forget.
He might have been 29.
Jim Abbott?
Jim Abbott.
Yes.
Hey, one moment in time there, like Whitney Houston. You ever see that video? It was the Olympic video of that year, and it was the first year of baseball in the Olympics, and he was on a mound.
He pitched a complete game.
Yeah, he did. He also hit a triple in spring training with one freaking hand. Unbelievable. Yanks were shorthanded that day.
That's but terrible.
That, Greg Cataray.
They didn't have Donnie is what I was saying.
Yeah. Greg Cataray wore number 32, 25, 31, 24, 15, and 36.
No, 27.
He wore 25 with the Yank.
I got to give you some, Lottie.
He did.
I'm normally never
We see
wrong
him
enough.
All the time down the club.
I'm never
He's not
wrong
doing well. He hasn't aged well. Cataray.
He hasn't?
He's not.
No, he's not doing well at the club. 26. Rod Woodson.
26?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I love Woodson, but you got to go.
24. Rod Woodson was 24.
Nah.
No, he wasn't.
Nope. Angry Jay.
Ex-Giant New Eagle, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, I like
was
that.
Was Boggs 26 with the Red Sox?
He yes? was.
Okay.
Oh, I'm thinking of Charles Woodson. My bad.
Don't forget about Scott Pose.
I do want to forget about Scott Pose.
And, not a lot of 26s.
Oh, Andy Fox.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of. It might not have been Scott Post. You know what? It was Andy Fox.
Andy Fox is a nice one.
Was there a basketball player that wore 26? I think there was.
Quinn Buckner rocked number 28 with the Seas.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox was number 26?
Yeah. I think he's the century home run leader in the 40s. No, 30s.
Le'Veon Bell is a good one.
Anybody else? 26. That's a tough one. Oh, Michael Downs, the great, great corner for the Cowboys.
Great.
He was. Preston Pearson, third down. 26. All right. Guys.
Daryl Strawberry.
No, he was 16.
Why did they shoot that up?
Hey, 27, Trout. I'm having trouble coming up with this. Dexter Klingscale, great
corner. Butch Weiniger.
Butch Weiniger. Angry won't get one.
Yeah, Vladimir Guerrero was 27, wasn't he?
Big Vlad?
Yeah.
Might be right.
A good one. Wasn't
Who else? It's got to be football, baseball. Is there a hockey 27?
What was even if there was, would we know?
Well, I only know like Curry.
Gretzky was 99.
Messier, that's how I and know. Messier.
Messier was 11.
Who was 4? Kevin Lowe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trout?
Lou Gehrig.
You got Trout. All right, 28's a better.
Oh! The Oilers running back.
Eddie George.
Yes. 27?
Wow, 27. Yep.
Was he?
At State, too. Wasn't he? At Ohio State, too?
I think
too?
So, yeah.
27?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jamal Murray.
I think he was.
Jamal Murray, yeah.
Jamal that's Murray.
Good one.
Canadian.
28, Quinn Buckner.
Nah, it's got to be Darryl Green, the fastest guy alive, dude.
And he was good. Quinn Buckner was a
no. And Battle of the Superstars, Battle of the NFL Superstars. Nobody beat Darryl Green in a race.
Gretzky would give him a chance.
He would
be there.
I saw that.
They're going to cause some
Gretzky.
Uproar.
There's Darryl Green.
20.
Come on, man.
He couldn't catch Dorsett.
Ronaldo
on Monday night.
28. Ronaldo.
Who is that?
What's oh god.
I thought they don't have double digits.
Tifa, he wore it.
You mean the soccer guy?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Of course, that's why I said it was going to cause some uproar.
Get out of here. We're talking real
Adrian
sports.
Peterson.
Peterson, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. AP, yeah.
He played on a million teams at the end, didn't he?
Who was Xavier Nady with the... Or no. Yeah, Xavier Nady
was
with
he 20...
For the Yanks?
Was he 28?
He's only there like 2 months.
Well, if he was 29, he took Barfield's number. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I thought that was retired.
I know. Jeez.
Rivera, Jeter, Barfield. No?
You didn't like Barfield?
At the time, he was the best we had in like the 89, 90, 91. Those bad teams.
Hey, how come you didn't say Eric Metcalf for 21? And wasn't it... What's Chubb?
Chubb's 24.
You didn't say him? You're not in Browns
I'm
mode
not
yet.
I'm not in the mode yet.
Not in the mindset yet.
They still got that quarterback. I can't get excited.
All right, last one. 29. We're going to round it out. Obviously, it's Barfield. No, I got Dickerson.
Well, I got
Eric
one for
Dickerson.
You. Eric Turner, Browns safety
nice.
Back in
That's
the day.
That's a good one. He passed away,
He was
away
a hell of a player.
He
passed away at an early age.
I got one for you.
He laid people out, too.
Your guy. Just made the Hall of Fame in baseball.
Woodson should have been 28.
Crime dog, right?
The dog. The dog had a few different numbers. I thought he might have been a 17 for somebody. With the Braves, definitely 29. Blue Jays, definitely 29. Padres, definitely 29.
Let's look them up.
This one, it hurts me to say, but he died at an early age. So
hold on. Is it a sock?
Nope.
29. Go ahead.
Catfish.
Gavin Schwanger, that's a good one.
That's a great one. How old are you?
Rod Carew's a good one, too.
Oh, you came up with that, Rod Carew?
Googled it.
You jerk. I was actually up for one of the original 12 apostles.
Prime Griff, only,
I missed the cut. I was number 14. 29. That's how
only?
Old I am.
Yeah.
Even at the Tom and Mansky video?
Well, I think he just wore a t-shirt for that. But.
Guys, we're going to go into the 30s next time. I love the number game. We miss guys, though. How can
you? It's not easy, Bobby, when guys like me and you don't have technology in front of us to come up with these names.
We're much older.
Hey, what was the other running back for the Browns? The Chief guy?
Kevin Mack?
No.
What are you talking
about? That's 34. Just this last year. Like, the guy that got from the Chiefs that beat up the women, like, and then you guys picked him up.
Oh, Hunt?
Kareem Hunt, 27?
Yeah.
27. All right. Trivia time brought to you by Skygazer Brewing. Guys, I want to remind you, never, just never, ever stop looking up.
Looking up. I was a little slow there.
The timing was right. Got to work on that.
It's a great can.
All right. While we're segueing, real quick, in the trivia segment, just shout it out loud as quick as you can. Leading home run hitter in the 1920s. Go. Go, quick.
Babe Ruth.
Yep, done. Leading home run hitter in the 2010s.
Barry Bonds?
Nope.
Actually, he was done.
Bonds, yeah. That's yep. What came to my mind.
Trout.
Nope. Great guess.
Bulls.
Mainly a Twin and Mariner, amongst other teams.
A Twin and a Mariner.
We'll save this for next time. All right, Jay, trivia warm-up. Go ahead.
All right, trivia warm-up.
Don't right. Look it up.
I'm not looking.
There have been 7 NFL quarterbacks drafted in the first round.
Tack.
To make the Hall of Fame.
Roger.
No.
Peyton Manning.
Correct.
Jim Kelly.
Correct.
Bradshaw.
Correct.
Marino.
Plunkett.
Marino, correct. Plunkett is not correct.
Elway.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Elway is correct. There's only two left.
Bob Greasy.
Oh, beautiful.
He go to
right
Bama.
There.
Purdue.
Purdue.
Broadway Joe.
No.
No. He was like a second or third round draft pick, yes. I think.
Steve Young?
Oh, Montana.
No.
No, he wasn't.
Third round pick.
No to Steve Young?
No to Steve Young.
Bird Jones, Zorn, Pastorini.
No. Earlier.
Barkowski.
Aikman is correct.
Damn. That wow. Didn't take long.
Number one.
All right, so I got it.
First pick.
Out of UCLA or Oklahoma?
Both.
UCLA.
Well, where did you get drafted out of?
Okay. UCLA.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You want another one that's a little tougher, a little longer?
Well, you got to give hints because we don't want dead time, but go.
All right, it's the same thing. 16 NFL running backs picked in the first round.
16?
16. Emmitt. Emmitt Smith would be one of them.
Barry
Sanders would be another one.
Tomlinson
would be a third one.
Dickerson?
Marcus Allen.
Eric Dickerson is another one. It's 4.
What Jim Brown?
Jim Brown, no.
Brown is not.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen is correct.
Sweetness. Franco?
Franco Harris.
Jim Brown wasn't a first-round pick.
No.
Greg Pruitt.
Greg Pruitt is
not. Who invited him?
Was Pettis.
You said Bettis? Correct.
I thought it was
Peyton.
Crocker.
Walter Peyton.
Walter Peyton is correct.
Earl
Campbell is correct. So we're missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first three.
The first three?
Yeah, there's a guy in the 60s and 2 in the 70s. We got 1 in the mid-70s that you should definitely
Dorsett.
Get. Tony Dorsett is correct. There's the
Franco.
He's already been said. Okay. So we're missing
whatever.
3, and we're missing 1 from 2000s.
Would one happen to Gino Cappelletti?
No.
Would he be a running back for the 2000s?
No, I know.
Yeah, you're going to be pissed when you're not getting it.
We see Barry.
We did say Barry. If I give it to teams, you'll get it immediately.
Tomlinson?
Tiki?
He already got it. No, he did not make the Hall of Fame. He was, I believe, the number 2 pick in the draft.
He's Sean a Hall Carter. Of Famer. Not Eddie George. He's not in yet,
no.
Right?
Oh, there's 2 guys, by the way. I'm sorry. There's 5 guys. Both guys were actually, we have 2 guys in the 2000s that were drafted by the same team. Obviously different years.
Oh,
bad.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk is one of them. And who was the guy drafted after him?
Warwick Dunn.
No.
He's not a Hall of
Famer. By the same team. By the Colts.
Oh, because they
traded. Edge?
Edger and James is correct.
Good, nice.
So we're missing three guys. One guy from the 60s and two in the early 70s.
You got to give hints there.
Oof. Okay.
Floyd Little?
Let's see. One guy killed his wife.
OJ.
Yep.
See? Guys, you got to be ready.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
You got to narrow it down.
Who said he did
it? It's pretty good.
Ray Rice?
Who said it? What kind of hint was that? You could have said if they don't
naked
fit.
Naked gun, that's all I needed.
One guy was he was the early all-star.
Was it Larry Zonka?
Larry Zonka is correct.
Jesus.
I was thinking about him earlier, but I didn't see.
Number?
39.
Yep. Where do you go to school?
Syracuse.
It's correct. So, this guy's all right. So, tell me the last guy. He also went to Syracuse, and he's from Connecticut.
Floyd Little.
Floyd Little. Boom. It's a wrap.
Wow.
16 guys. Nicely done.
Good questions.
That's a great
job,
question.
Megan,
it's gettable with this many guys. That's awesome, Jay.
Yeah.
All right, anybody leading home run hitter in the 2010s? Anybody?
Ortiz?
I'm going to tell you, I was dead set on Adrian Beltre. Not him, but it's a guy that's kind of journeyman, same teams like him.
Ruben Sierra.
In the 2010s? Dude, I mean, Ruben pimped it in the 90s, but...
Is Ruben still alive?
Of course he is. Jimmy's downtown Bronx.
He's hanging out in the Bronx, no doubt about it.
And if not, they shoot him down to McLean Avenue, down Yonkers.
Journeyman. Encarnacion?
Good guess. That type of guy. You're in the right, that type of guy-ness.
He's Hispanic?
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Juan Gonzalez? No, he didn't play for no. You said Twins, right?
No.
Twins, I was just thinking of.
Take me on a sea.
Cruz. Oh, Nelson Cruz.
Oh. There you go.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Real quick before we get off.
He saw us too.
In a long baseball drive the other day, we were talking about Chris Berman's best nicknames. John Private Tutor, Bert Be Home by 11. You guys remember any other ones?
Yeah.
Frank Ticket Stubbs.
Order B. McDowell.
Ought to be young again, McDowell.
Butch, Oil, and Weiniger.
Love that one. Anybody
times,
else?
How many times did you draft Hee Hee Jackson?
Love that. How about Mark Planned Parent? Remember that one?
No.
Steve Alto Sachs was the one.
Yeah.
Jim Uncle Ben's Rice.
Jeez. We're going to stop right there with the microaggressions there. Guys. Just a spiffballing night. We're just getting warmed up for these guests that are coming. We can't keep them away for much longer. Yanks are in the lead. With Jazz, we may be back. I mean, in the Martian and Stanton with Jazz? With Jazzy? Lottie, are we back?
There we go.
Schmitty coming back?
We're back.
We're back. All right. Next time we're back,
we'll back season 10.
Be with a guest. Tommy Moore, UConn assistant men's basketball coach. See you next week.